Texte numéro 73. Red Sea mega dam would be irresponsible. A plan to build a gigantic dam across the mouth of the Red Sea that could generate huge amounts of clean, renewable energy has been condemned by experts, who say it would wreak untold ecological ruin. The scheme would literally part the Red Sea with a massive wall more than 150 metres high, 1 kilometre thick and 100 kilometres long, stretching between Yemen in the north and either Eritrea or Djibouti in the south. On the one hand, it would have huge ecological consequences. On the other hand, it would generate huge amounts of electricity without CO2 for an impoverished region. Such a dam would yield more than twice the energy of China's Three Gorges Dam. It would generate 50 gigawatts of what can be called helio-hydroelectric power. It works by allowing the sun to lower the water level inside the dam through evaporation. Water allowed back into the closed sea then turns turbines to generate electricity. It reminds me of when the Soviets tried to play God by drying out the Aral Sea. Peter Bosshard, policy director of the International Rivers Network, says, "The project would transform the Red Sea into a briny pool, reducing the 450,000 square kilometre sea by one-third after 50 years and by two-thirds after nearly 300 years, according to the study. Furthermore, by keeping water from the world's oceans from flowing into the Red Sea, effectively reducing the area of the world's oceans by 450,000 square kilometres, global sea levels would rise by 12 centimetres over the project's first 50 years and by 30 centimetres after 291 years. That 12 centimetre increase is equal to 20 years' worth of sea level rise due to global warming, based on the current rate of increase. Energy production wouldn't start for 50 years, after the closed-off sea dropped by 100 metres, at which time the project would yield 18 or 19 gigawatts of energy. To reach peak power production, engineers would have to wait 291 years until the sea's water level had dropped by 611 metres before reintroducing ocean water. Allowing water back into the Red Sea for power generation would not be enough to refill the sea, and ships would no longer be able to ply its waters as a shortcut between Europe and Asia. By the time such a giant project could be completed, Bosshard says that the efficiency of other renewables would increase to the point that we wouldn't have to consider such irresponsible schemes to fight global warming. He adds that regional ecosystems are so complex that draining the Red Sea could have unknown effects on global weather patterns and ocean currents. Adapted from newscientist.com, December 2007.